coming. Power rankings. Saturday night. It's getting kind of sad. We're not going to have too many of these left, unfortunately. But let's not focus on the negative, like this week's slate of awful games. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. Howdy-tady to you, Joshua. Speaking of running out of time, I think we're running out of time with Lane Kiffin. But we could talk about that a different day. We're here for the power rankings. Cheers to all the cousins. Hopefully you've had a couple already. But if you're new here, very simple metric, same as always. If Team A meets Team B on a neutral field, who am I taking to win the damn game? That's it. So let's get into it. Yes, cupcake weekend, awful. But it's football nonetheless. So let's break it down. Number 16, dog shit, Arkansas. This one's for you. Do we still want Bobby Petrino as our head coach? God almighty. Talen Green has regressed. He got his ass benched, anybody that missed it. They were going up and down the field early against Texas, but their defense, complete dog shit. Got to blow this up. Would not be surprised if Arkansas goes with a defensive-minded head coach, because we got to have somebody to clean this up. This was disastrous, pitiful football. Arkansas, I don't think they're going to win an SEC game. Tired of talking about you. 15, shout out Florida. You scored. That's all we care about in Gainesville, scoring streaks. Scored 11 on Tennessee, embarrassed your home crowd. Fans had to leave in the third quarter. Lane Kiffin will not be happy with you fans who left the game early. But they sold it out. They gave their all, but the team sure as hell didn't. Any Florida team that loses to Tennessee is a disgrace. You're number 15, Florida. And I bet the Gator fans think you're ranked too high in the power rankings. So on with Mississippi State, 14. They didn't play. No change. Get the hell out of here. I don't care about bye week teams. Number 13, Carolina. Best win of the Beamer era, at least this season. Beating Coastal Carolina. You beat the hell out of them. Way to go. Didn't quit. Now we go into this Palmetto Bowl. Better beat Clemson's ass to salvage something. This season, it's been a complete and absolute dud. I feel bad putting you 13th, but that's unlucky, so it's probably fair. Number 12, LSU. God, I thought you were going to choke that game away. Anybody that missed it, Western Kentucky's complete dog shit. This is the only time I've watched them, but good God, do they suck. And they were beating LSU for most of the first half. And then LSU was up 10, coughed up the football inexplicably, I can't even talk, to hell with it. They should have been kneeling it out. They fumbled the ball. Western Kentucky returned it for a touchdown, made it a three-point game. So it wasn't as close as the final score indicated, but LSU is such dog shit that they made it look a little bit closer than it should have been. Just awful, awful, awful. If I'm Kiffin, I don't even want to be associated with this university right now. All right, number 11, Auburn. Speaking of rough, we got Deuce Knight. He looks like $1 million. I told Shane, when he's running, he looks like Bo Jackson. When he's throwing the ball, he looks like Michael Jackson. I mean, he's half amazing, half should be arrested. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's the future. He looks like a hell of an athlete. And who knows if he's going to be here next year, but he could be something. I still don't know what to make of him. Mercer, completely overmatched. I don't know if Deuce Knight is amazing or if that team just didn't belong on the field with an SEC team, which I kind of believe it's the latter, but we'll see. I mean, big win going in the Iron Bowl. Yeah, who cares about Mercer? Kentucky, hell yeah. Shout out, motivated Mark Stoops. This is the Mark Stoops I know and love getting destroyed by a team that you got more resources than, you got a better roster than, you've been in the SEC a hell of a lot longer, yet you didn't belong on the same damn field because Diego Pavia they literally left Diego Pavia in to pad his stats against your sorry ass D and your motivated ass. I know they're all back in on Stoops. He should have been fired yesterday. I hope they fire him on Sunday and get serious about football. But we know they're not, so he's back next year. It's disgraceful. Speaking of disgraceful, did you see Missouri, number 9? Their offense? Oh, my God. Oh, man. Remember when Kirby Moore, we thought he was a good coordinator? Remember when Eli Drinkwitz got credited for being an offensive coach? Not anymore. Not anymore. Now, again, it's Oklahoma's defense deserves a ton of credit, but this was just pitiful. The special teams wasn't much better. Just an awful, awful display. Missouri, you are the frauds that I told you you were. You didn't want to hear it. You know it now. And at this point, I think a lot of Missouri fans wouldn't care if Eli Drinkwitz left. Now, is that fair? Probably not. I still think he's a good coach. He's a great fit for Missouri. But I don't know. I don't know. All right, number 8, Tennessee. Exercise some demons. I picked you to lose this game. You beat the hell out of Florida. So that's something. But how good are they really? Low T Heupel emerged again. I don't know. I mean, they did something that hasn't been done on Rocky Top for 20 years. So we got to give them credit for that. But Florida is just absolutely dog shit. So, you know, we'll learn a lot about you next week when you host Vanderbilt, who I got number 7, Vanderbilt, Tennessee. That's going to be the battle for Tennessee. Diego Pavia is going to be running his mouth all week. Joey Aguilar's joining his lawsuit. How about that? I mean, it's so many layers to this game. Vanderbilt possibly got playoff hopes on the line. Tennessee's trying to spoil it. That's the best Tennessee can hope for this year, is spoiling Vanderbilt's playoff hopes, but I guess that's something. Speaking of something, how about Texas? God. Looked great against Arkansas. Good job, Texas. I mean, I'm just so disappointed in you, particularly you, Sarkisian. The fact that you don't think this is a disappointment, that's even more disappointing. So I don't even want to talk about Texas. Alabama beat the hell out of who gives a shit. 4 Oklahoma. Very concerned about your offense, but the defense dominant as ever. Oklahoma's defense can win the national championship. Oklahoma's offense, you might be able to win an FCS championship. Maybe. And they have no ability or willingness to run the football. That's going to catch up to them fairly soon. And you're going up. I know LSU is just complete dog shit on offense, but they do have a defense. So their defense gets your offense. Good God. You might get lucky to get 14 points next week, at least on offense. Maybe your defense could probably get you 2 touchdowns. Special teams probably get you a touchdown. You'll probably win 24-0. But 21 of those points will come from defense and special teams. 3 Ole Miss. You weren't playing. And we will not. I don't even want to mention that loser's name, because he's sucking up all the energy of college football right now, and he didn't even have a damn game this weekend. So to hell with the coach here. Georgia took care of business. A&M took care of business. Bunch of bullshit teams. So, all right, let's get into it. Any questions, comments, concerns? Shout out, Cousin Rick. We appreciate your buddy. $20. Da-da-da-da.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Tell the Texas fanboys the preseason's over. Oh, my God. Gabon beat the hell out of Texas. Way to kick them while they're down, Rick. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. Preseason champs, get the hell out of here. Gregory Grogan, we appreciate you. I need some Tennessee legend after watching Missouri offense. Don't we all, brother? Drake needs to make a complete overhaul of the offense because they are trash. It's hard to disagree with that. Gregory Grogan, time to shut it down and focus on basketball. Well, you got a rivalry. You got the damn border war, whatever the hell they're calling it, border to line rivalry with Arkansas. That'd be the final kick in the nuts, wouldn't it? Lose that damn game, be the only team that Arkansas could beat in the conference. So there's something to play for. Bragging rights on the it. You got to admit, Gregory, I know you're down, as you should be. But it's got to be fun all off season to talk down to Arkansas, who thinks they're above you. So we got to keep that streak alive, if nothing else. So There, I just gave you something to look forward to next week. Talk trash to all these Arkansas, these fine Arkansas fans. Chris Suter fan, we appreciate you. Boomer Suter. This Suter fan is going to root for A&M next week. Aggies beat Texas. Sooners beat LSU. Sooners to the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, I don't even think they need help from A&M or anything, but I get it. You just hate Texas, as do most God-fearing, red-blooded Americans. But, yeah, again, you don't need Texas to lose. They're not in your way by any metric. You beat LSU. You're a lock for the playoff. What a time to be alive. What a time to be a Sooner. We appreciate you, Chris. We also appreciate All Day Greg with the 5 donations. I missed who those were, so I probably will not be able to go back. I do appreciate it, though, All Day Trey. I'm trying to see if I can. Oh, I found it. Or did I? I did not. But I do appreciate you, All Day Trey. YouTube, we're getting crazy comments here. I can't find them all. But I can find Freedom Van. Thank you, Freedom Van. He gifted 5 memberships to Robert Knapp, Jim Baldy, The Champ. The Champ is Florida. The Champ is Shane. Braxton Nall and Blake and Jessica Cage B. Hart. Welcome, courtesy of Freedom Van. Serial killer. Mike went live and chose violence. Jeez, brother. I'm impressed. Well, I'm glad somebody is. Cito, cousin Mike is always trying to cultivate a loss for Georgia. What? Every week he talks up how we might lose, then we win again. Keep it up. Go Dogs. When did I do that? I didn't do it this week. Did I? No, certainly not this week. What other games did I do that for? I didn't do it Florida week, certainly. I did pick you against Mississippi State. That was stupid. I said you'd whoop Texas ass. You did. Ole Miss. I picked you to beat Ole Miss. Tennessee on the road. Come on, brother. We gotta drop this false narrative. Jacob, confidence in A&M winning the SEC and winning the Natty. Yeah, I think they're the team to beat in the SEC, no doubt. Just found another loss for Georgia there. But the national championship, I don't know. I mean, they're as good as anybody. I don't watch the other teams, though, so yeah, I can't really give a breakdown of them versus any out-of-conference team. But I believe it. I believe they could beat any team they face this season, including those losers from up north. Freedom Van, if you're here and not part of the family, you probably should be. Here's 5. I appreciate you, Freedom Van. Scott Fitz, here's $5 to take offensive genius drink off our hands. God, imagine if he goes to LSU, because he's apparently playing B, and the offense is even worse. I couldn't imagine it, but apparently it's possible. Apparently it is possible. All Day Trey, what a guy. He just gifted 5 more to ECGFB. Adriano Hogg, Ballard Sports, Roger Woods, and Michael Pucciolario. I'm sure I butchered that. Welcome to the family, courtesy of All Day Trey. Let's look at this weekend slate we got next week. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for it. Rivalry weekend here in the SEC, my favorite week of the year. Let's see. Here in the SEC, God, and it's beautiful. We get multiple days of coverage. We got Friday, we got the Egg Bowl, the Lane Kiffin Bowl. God, that's going to be good. Mississippi State, playoff hopes on the line. Ole Miss, postseason hopes on the line for State. Playoff hopes on the line for Ole Miss. That's going to be amazing. Georgia, Georgia Tech. Can Georgia afford to lose? Possibly, but you still don't want to. Georgia Tech fighting for their lives. Texas A&M, Texas. Good God, what a trio of games. And just the SEC on Friday. What a damn slate. And then Saturday, Florida State, Florida, Kentucky, Louisville, Clemson, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, and Alabama, Auburn. God almighty. I mean, I'm jacked up just thinking about it, especially after this weekend of games we just went through. Let's look at the SEC standings, too, while we're here. Real quick, see where things stack up. A&M, of course, number one. Georgia remains two. Ole Miss right there. And Alabama, those are your contenders for the SEC championship. I believe everybody else is completely out of the picture. So no one is clinched going into the final weekend here in the SEC. I think that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Appreciate you. Go Vols, Big Orange. And shout out Bart. Michael Taft said in the postgame he was watching A&M film on the bye week ahead of Georgia. They're terrified. What? I'm gonna have to verify your sources. I'm gonna track that down, but that's pretty amazing if that's true. All day, Trey. He's a damn good dog. Coleman, just imagine how many times Arch pocket will collapse against A&M. Arch will be running for his life all game long. Love it. Love it. Lane takes the Ole Miss job. He may. He may very well do it. I think he's trying to delay so that he can coach in the postseason. But no, I think they're gonna see what happens in the Egg Bowl, and then they're gonna demand that he makes a decision. And if he wants to coach in the playoff, he's gotta come back. That's what I think. Shout out Old H Ray, Rec Tech Black Friday special. Early trip to the bands before an upset that lets Georgia slide into the SEC championship. Go Dogs! Thank you, All Day Trey. Hope to, if that's plays out, hope to see you down there. Shane and I, we're going to be in Atlanta for the SEC championship. Hopefully we can see as many of you as possible. We might try to organize some kind of event somehow. We're not very good with Atlanta. We don't really know the layout. We've been there. We went last year, but I think it'd be great to meet a bunch of you, especially if it's, you know, like A&M in Georgia or whoever. I mean, everybody's welcome, but should be a good time. Bulldog! Cousin Shane currently stands at 38 miles. What? 20 miles for tonight's and 18 for... No. You trying to kill Shane? That part about Tennessee, that was just a joke. So you got to knock 20 off that. I don't think it's 18 for Vanderbilt, but I could be wrong. I mean, that would be hilarious. There's no shot in hell Shane's doing 18 miles, right? I hate to tell you that. I hate to tell you that. Lane to Texas. I'd love to see it. What else we got here? I'm pretty exhausted, pretty hammered tonight. I don't know how long I can go here. God damn it. Choking on some ice. It's been a long one. I think we had another gift. Shout out, yes, Chrome Bison. What a name. Appreciate you, Chrome Bison. Gifted 5 memberships. We got Blaine Kennedy, Commander King, 98 Vol, Owl Shadow, cool name, and Coach Kirby, UGA. Kirby, sorry I ever doubted you. Welcome to the family. Be kind of embarrassed if it was the real Kirby, but... We welcome you. And we also saw Bobo's play sheet. Excuse me, Bobo's headset. Thank you, brother. I think Bobo's probably coordinator of the year in college football. When he's done a masterful job. New quarterback, new receivers, young talent on the offensive line, new running backs. God, they're good. I don't think people realize how good Georgia's offense has been. I think they're still number one in the country in efficiency, total offensive efficiency. Yeah, Shane would be dead if he had to do 38 miles or whatever you said. Shane caps out at about 3 or 4 miles. he ain't making 30 or whatever. Not unless he's driving. Rank the SEC title games you see. You want to see. That's a good question. Number one most that I want to see, A&M and Ole Miss, because they've never made it. But I don't even think that's on your list. But that's number one. What else we got? We got A&M Bama, A&M Georgia, Georgia Bama, Georgia Ole Miss. I'm not a huge fan of rematches. I know you can get great games like that. And maybe if there's like two teams that are just head and shoulders above everybody, I kind of like that. But I still don't, I know A&M's awesome, but I don't know if that's the case. So I'm going to take off rematches. So Georgia Ole Miss, don't want to see. Georgia Bama, I don't want to see. So that'd be down to A&M Bama or A&M Georgia. I think, even though Alabama beat Georgia at Georgia, I think the better game, the game I'd most want to see of these options is A&M and Georgia. Final answer. Shane, is Shane doing the cartwheels? He's probably eating a pizza right now, thinking about doing cartwheels. But pizza's his cartwheels, if you know what I'm saying. All day, Trey. Man, Trey's in the fields. He just gifted 5 more memberships. Thank you, Trey. Trying to get me to read here. It's getting more and more difficult. 83 Peewee, he's gifted. Cody Anderson, Weatherman, 1214. Old Toby and JTL, JTLO. Welcome to the family. We appreciate you. What else we got here? Man, these questions are getting good. Somebody else beat Georgia. Shane's been counting steps to the pizza oven. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. This is a good point by JP. Oklahoma's got 5 ranked wins. Offense isn't pretty, but to say they're overrated is laughable. Who said they were overrated? Offense is overrated, but defense, I was about to say underrated, but I think at this point, most people appreciate Oklahoma as very elite on defense, so properly rated. Mm-mm-mm. Shane's teaching Pilates. Mike's drunker than Florida's defense, and no one's that drunk, brother. How about Vandy? Yeah, hell yeah. I'm loving this. I still can't believe there's Vandy haters. And Diego Pavia, I know he runs his mouth. Well, that's what I do. You know what I mean? I like people like that. 9-2, could go 10-2. Diego Pavia needs to be up for the Heisman. I'm not saying he should win it necessarily, but he should be up for it. I mean, for the entire history of this program, the only questions you guys would give us about Vanderbilt was, when are they getting kicked out of the league? And now they're about to kick down the damn door to the college football playoff, and people are bitching about how the quarterback's a little old. I mean, it's comical. We'll find something to bitch about. I mean, if Mississippi State went undefeated, people would find a reason to bitch too, I bet. Shout out, Cousin Rick. I'm going to play your jingle for you again because you're such an outstanding cousin.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you passing up on the beauty sleep we both needed to do these rankings. Hope y'all do a live stream of Aggies versus Texas. Gig'em, bite the hell out of the horns. That'd be fun. We're going to have to do something special because we'll be on Kiffin Watch Friday as well, Saturday. Appreciate you, Bobo says. Hey, Mike, I still use my official cousin koozie from the very beginning every day, cuz. Appreciate you. Bobo's headset. Hell yeah. But I don't know. Here's the tricky part with Texas A&M, and really all these games on Friday. I don't know if I'm going to be around, unfortunately. I may be in Knoxville. We'll have to wait and see. I might be back on with Paul Feinbaum. I don't know that they're going to be down there, but they told me it was a very real possibility. So if they're in Knoxville on Friday, I'm probably going to make the drive down again. But if they're not, then we can definitely do something like that. Shout out, Brodo. Cousin, if you had to pick one to take a seat. Pavia or Gunner? I'm sitting Gunner. Give me Pavia magic. And Pavia's mom. Shout out DM Howell. He said that, not me. May have been thinking it, but I didn't say it. Vandy isn't making the playoffs. Vol's going to crush that dream, says Phillip. Good. They could. I'd favor Vanderbilt, though. I would favor Vanderbilt. Yep. What if it comes down to a kick? Tennessee's kicker missed again. Man, that poor son of a gun. He can't hit a meaningful field goal to save his life, can he? We were talking about that during this game. If only he kicked that damn field goal against Georgia, Tennessee would be in the playoffs. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. They ought to save some of that NIL money for a kicker. That would be my advice to you, Heupel. Who the F has Pavia played? Oh, man. This is the best comment in all of college football. I mean, Jesus. We're 11 games in. Who have they played? I mean, he's played 11 teams. I don't know. You just play the teams you play, right? he played a lot of the teams Georgia played. Bama and Auburn and Texas. I don't know. They play a lot of the same damn games. I mean, that's the stupidest shit people say. Token, appreciate you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being he ain't leaving to 10 being he ain't leaving. How would you rank Kiffin's chances of not leaving? Say it, Mike. Say it. I'd say 95%. I know this is not what you asked, but here's the reality. I think it's like 90, 95%. Kiffin's leaving. That's where I'd put it. 90, 95. Appreciate you, Cousin Rick. Don't let it interfere with family. Enjoy the holidays. No jingle necessary. Token, even though I said Kiffin's gone. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. I still can't believe this is... This is like, I mean, I understand it, but it's weird to me that Kiffin is basically the story of damn college football, and they got a damn playoff berth on the line here in a couple days. Shout out Token. He gifted Paul Matthew. Paul, welcome to the family. Heyo, Junior. Appreciate you, Junior, showing up, even though your team did not. Congrats, Mike. Hoping this week ahead is better for the Gators. It may be better. They land Lane Kiffin and beat Florida State. Oh, what a week that would be for the Gators. Oh, what a comment here from Man with the Plan. Tennessee beat the Gators in the swamp. Sark said it couldn't be done. That's an excellent point. Sarkisian was all about it. You know, it's a tough place to play. Only the elite can win down there. What a damn clown. What a damn clown. I'm glad, you know, here's the funniest damn thing. These Ole Miss people like Tim, they have finally come around to where we all are. Yeah, Kiffin's a drama queen and attention whore and, you know, did you watch the E360? I'm like, yeah. And what did I say? Do you believe in, you know, the Tooth Fairy and all that other bullshit? Because that's all that was. He's not a changed man. He is who he is. And I know for a fact, still some questionable behavior behind the scenes, but nobody gives a shit, right? Because you're winning. That'll probably never come out. As long as he keeps winning, nobody cares. And, you know, if he goes to LSU, he goes to Florida, he wins big, they're not going to care. But when you're not winning, that's when it catches up with you, and it'll catch up with you eventually. It's caught up with him at other stops. It'll catch up to him eventually. Jerry, hey, appreciate you, Jerry, for becoming a member to the channel. We appreciate you, buddy. Even Bobo knows Kiffin equals a clown. Thank you, P5. I enjoyed going on with Paul here. What goes around comes around, Kiffin. Exactly. But, hey, I think that's going to do it for this episode. I'm literally about to pass out. I don't want to sit here falling asleep. Seth, we appreciate you. You gave me a little bit of extra life. But anybody got any questions maybe before I go? One or two good questions here, and then I'm going to jump off. I think it's your internet, but I don't know. I'm not buffering.
Hey,
Man, Missouri fans out on Kirby. Well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Today was just disastrous, wasn't it? Just disastrous. Mm-mm-mm. Thoughts on Ty Simpson regression? I don't think it's Ty Simpson regression. I think it's Alabama. They can only go as far as he can go. They can't run the football. And against Oklahoma, they couldn't protect him. Every time there was a critical error in that game, interception, strip sack. Again, credit Venables, man. He schemed up Alabama running backs that cannot block, cannot pass protect. He schemed it up specifically to take advantage of it, and they did. So that's not a Ty Simpson problem. That's an Alabama scheme and players around him problem. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Mike about to go full Marler is what he never go full Marler. We all know that. That guy's one of a kind. All right. Vandy make the playoffs if they beat Tennessee. Unfortunately, it's not a given. And I think the odds are actually slim, but I'd love to see it. I'm rooting for it. They need some help. Could have really used Utah losing. That could have really helped. Token, last one. Kiffin is the blank. Ole Miss thought we could make a wife. Not my original comment. I don't know why you ever thought you could turn that into wife material, because it's definitely not. Kiffin apparently was upset watching Vandy game with how much they showed Pavia's mom. First, not talking about it. You're joking, but I bet that's probably very close to the truth. They were not talking enough about him. They were focused on something else. We can't have the attention whore not getting all the attention during a college football Saturday. So to hell with that nonsense. Good luck. Enjoy it in Baton Rouge. I'm sure they will treat you with kid gloves till you lose your first embarrassing game. And then they're going to jump on his ass just the same. But, hey, that's going to do it. Great place to end this one. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, same time as always, to break down these games. We need a deep analysis for some of these barn burners. If anybody gets fired, I don't anticipate it, but Mark Stoops, your ass should be fired. And maybe Sarkisian. They're probably not going to fire him tomorrow. But if any of these coaches get fired, we'll be back with an emergency podcast. But until then, or if Kiffin lands a job or gets fired, who knows? We'll be back on the next one. Appreciate each and every one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.